हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर मिस मिशेल ग्रे, MICHELLE GRAY, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 7/17/1977, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 2/5/2022, पेशेंट प्रेजेंस फॉर इवेल्युएशन फॉलो विजिट, शी रिपोर्ट दैट शी वॉज सीन लास्ट मंथ एट हेनरी फोर्ड हॉस्पिटल पेन क्लिनिक एंड for relation to lumbar spine issues. A discussion was carried out and the patient has the ongoing pain in the lower back to the tune of 8 with radiation to the right leg posteriorly and laterally up to the knee. She also reports of severe pain in the right knee, right shoulder and right leg. Most of these are related to osteoarthritis that is of a severe degree. With limitation in ambulation, she uses cane. She went to another orthopedic surgeon at Henry Ford Hospital Ortho Clinic, Dr. Shehab, SHEHAB, where she had a follow-up visit with them and her right knee was drained and no medications were provided. Currently, her pain level still is 8 to 10, involving the neck, the right shoulder, right knee, right ankle, as well as the lower back. Again, no history of any injury is reported, only this arthritis that are ongoing as the cause of the pain. Her ADLs are affected 8. And patient reports 100% relief when he has pain medication like Percocet to relieve. And she has undergone a radio frequency ablation 8 months ago at Henry Ford Hospital. And no other surgery is planned for her. After discussing the spinal cord stimulation, she informed that the Henry Ford Hospital has no plans for such procedure or any other surgery, as much as I understand. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. Kindly review the chart for the additional history. Current pain medication. Substance abuse, compliance history. And in the physical examination, kindly mention blood pressure of 100, 70 over 99, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 12/4/2023, dictation number 1214-014. And diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is as follows. I have discussed the patient for the need for a new MRI to provide further pain relief. We request the MRI for cervical spine and lumbar spine without contrast ASCP. This order was provided last month on January 4th. The patient was unable to get the MRI done as she is living in Ohio temporarily due to her eviction from a house. And her new house is being remodeled. As such, patient has been able to get 4 injections of epidural injections with advanced pain care. 6/5/2023, 6/30/2023, 8/15/2023, and 10/27/2023. I am referring this patient to Dr. Louis Redden at Spine Specialist of Michigan for spinal cord stimulation consultation. However, we are still awaiting the new sets of MRI to make a decision. She is being referred to an orthopedic, Dr. Gary Gilliard, for a review of her condition for the right knee as well as for post-operative right ankle. She had a fracture in the right ankle that was fixed at Henry Ford Hospital as a second consultation to see what else can be done. She does have a severe tricompartmental osteoarthritis of the right knee as well as possibly gout, as she's being treated for gout as well. In the medications, she's provided with a limited supply for pain medication, which is Percocet 7.5/325, once a day, 30 tablets. And she's being referred to a chiropractor. Also, she's being referred to a specialty clinic for physical therapy to diagnose piriformis muscle spasm and provide a laser treatment. And all of these issues were discussed at length with the patient, that there is a possibility of other areas of pathology causing her sciatica syndrome. She's also provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets, L-level 60 at night, Flexeril 10 milligrams 3 times a day, 90 tablets. And other than that, patient is quite stable. She's informed about the home exercise plan that she can utilize, and heat treatment at home, stretching, and all the MRIs that we have are specific to a 3 year old. And so we requested the patient to provide us the new MRIs. He already had a surgery for the C6-7 and C7-T1, C4-5, C6-7 area, and in 2021. And further injection for cervical spine have not been contemplated or discussed until a new MRI is available. Thank you. She'll be seen in 1 month's time. Appreciate it. She's out of town, so the physical therapy could not be referred out, but when she comes next time, we'll ensure that she's seeing a physical therapist. Thank you.